Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the first episode of Shut Up John. My name is John Holzer. I play guitar in the band Better Luck Next Time, and this is my show. Basically, there's nothing much to it. I'm going to play some songs. You guys check them out. Hopefully you like them, and if you do, you can hit me up and let me know. You can email me at shutupjohn@gmail.com. And if there's something you guys want to hear or something you don't want to hear or anything you want to say at all, just hit me up. The first band I'm going to play tonight is a band out of the San Fernando Valley. Their name is Fozzie's Hero. You can check them out at myspace.com/Fozzie's Hero, F-O-Z-Z-Y-S-H-E-R-O. This song is from their album In Honor, and it's called Angel in the Cemetery. Okay, the next band I'm going to play is a band from Japan named Ella Garden. Ella Garden is probably one of the biggest punk rock bands out in Japan right now that's from Japan. They're amazing live, their CD's amazing, and they're really cool guys. Their CD just came out in the States not too long ago in July on Network Records, so you should definitely check it out. You can see what Ella Garden's all about at www.ellagarden.jp, E-L-L-E-G-A-R-D-E-N. And this next song is called Gunpowder Valentine. It's off their newest CD, 11 Firecrackers. And go check it out. This is Ella Garden.
Just Well, you know how much it will cost you getting back.
This next band is a band from Modesto, California, called Peaceable Jones. Better luck next time. Played a show with these guys in Bakersfield a while back. It wasn't the best show. It was basically this big field, and it was at this place called The Dome, actually. And when you hear The Dome, you think of The Dome, you know, and it wasn't The Dome. It was like... it was a round building that was dome-shaped in the middle of Bakersfield. So there were some bands that played there. Goodbye Valentine played there. There's this other band. The name slips my memory. But Peaceable Jones was a band that played that we didn't know of before we played there, and we discovered them there. So it was pretty cool seeing them. Anyway, their website is www.p-jones.com, or you can check them out on MySpace, myspace.com/peaceablejones. This song is off their CD called Murphy's Law, and the name of the song is All Along.
Fall and make your
Okay, up next is Female Chauvinist Pigs with Wasted.
I was so wasted. I was so wasted. I was hippie. I was burnt out. I was dropped out. You know what that I am. I was surfer. I had skateboard. I was a happy man. You know I'm in the trap. I was so wasted. I was wasted. I was so wasted. I was wasted. I was fucked up. I was screwed up. I was jacked up. Could get beyond the net. I was filled up. I was nailed up. I was jacked up. I was out of my head. I was so wasted. I was wasted. I was so wasted. I was wasted.
How I am I? How I? Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. How I? Yes, I was screaming at me. I don't know you had a way.
With I Want You to Die, and up next is a band called Guff. You can check them out at guffmusic.com. This song is from their album Symphony of Voices, and it's called The More You Tried to Hide.
I will not run, but you can run and hide. I will not run, but you can try to hide. You pray for your convictions to take you from this place, but did you think that it could take the hurt away? Stumble through my words as my summer skies are gray, reminding me that nothing cold can stay. And I just want to know if I could watch you smile before I go. Help me hold on to this day. You draw me closer as you slowly walk away. Now you're gone, no reason left to live. Was I wrong? Was it easier to forgive? I asked myself these questions. Could I let you get away? And did I think that I could ever make you stay? And I just want to know if I could watch you smile before I go. Leave me with an angel on my shoulder. Help me hold on to this day. Draw me closer as you slowly walk away.
Next band I'm going to play is a band called Eye Against Eye. They had a CD that came out in 1998 on Epitaph Records called Head Cleaner that I don't really think was very popular at all. I don't even know how I came across picking up a copy. I just ended up getting one. and I really liked it. They were a really good band, very reminiscent of, you know, Bad Religion. But I don't think they really got that much promotion from the label. I never saw them live. I knew they were from another country. I didn't really know where they were from, but all I knew was they were a good band. They had another CD that came out on Epitaph, apparently, that really never was released. I think it was called I'm a Fucked Up Dancer, But My Moods Are Swinging, or something like that. But they were a very unpromoted band, and it's pretty sad because they were awesome. Anyway, this song is from their 1998 record called Head Cleaner, and the name of the song is Ordinary Fight.
You think we might work from the problems that occurred, but it seems that I am truly wrong there. The horror lies you lost in what you didn't teach us. There's violence and hatred again. You see, it's a chaos for a little influence, but I can see it's here for acceptance. You see, it's a bar, the cause for our society. If they may think so, but don't tell it to me. Something that just doesn't feel right. We have to invite us, but not of a common kind. These Nazis around us keep making it stay all blind. It's not an ordinary fight. The discriminating acts keep haunting through my brain, but now I know we're all one and the same. So what if that's the difference to the colors of our skin? This doesn't mean we're living with the same.
Okay, this next song is from a band called New End Original. New End Original was a band that put out one album on J Tree Records, and they were fronted by a guy named Jonah Matranga. He started off in a band named Far that is spectacular, and he's done many projects. One that's always been around is a little solo thing he does called One Line Drawing, which is like acoustic, very grassroots kind of music. It's emo at its finest, I guess you could call it, but it's really cool the way he goes about doing it. He records his albums in people's houses and on a little tape recorder, four track kind of deal, and it's pretty cool. But New End Original was a band he formed with a couple of guys from Texas Is the Reason and I believe Chamberlain, and their music was great. I can't really say enough good things about it. The song I'm going to play speaks for itself. It's called Lukewarm. It's the first song on the CD, and the name of the CD is Thriller, and it's definitely worth checking out. So this is New End Original with Lukewarm.
Happy I could be. doubt. Better to suffer it than to be under it. I never wanna be just finding it, no way. I'm never gonna be that guy. I'm never gonna be this fun.
Everyone, that's the end of my show. Hope you liked it. I know it's kind of short. It's only about 25-30 minutes long, but I kind of got overwhelmed at the last minute and decided that that's how long it's going to be. So maybe next time it'll be a little longer. I'm going to go out playing a song from another band from Japan. The name of this band is Maximum the Hormone, and they played at Punk Spring 2007 back in April in Japan. We got to play there too also, but we ended up seeing them again, another band we had never heard of that just blew us out of the water. They're awesome. They're huge in Japan right now. I think they're on Sony Records in Japan. But the name of this song is Desperate Billy. There's a couple different translations I've heard for the title of this song, and I'm not really sure, and I couldn't tell you the name of the album for sure. It's their newest one. It came out, I believe, in March of 2007 in Japan, so I believe it's only an import right now in America. Anyway, this is Maximum the Hormone with Desperate Billy, and thanks for listening.
Don't. John.